Login authorized. Welcome.
Welcome to Innova Solutions podcast series, practical advice to advance in your professional career from the experts, moving at the speed of you. Thank you for tuning in.
Good morning and welcome to Innova Solution podcast series. My name is Cynthia Myers. I'm the lead for the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. June is Pride Month in the U.S. Throughout this month-long celebration, Innova seeks to provide thought-provoking content that elevates people, causes, and yes, challenges norms. We believe through conversation, connection, and sustained commitment, we can challenge our personal perceptions and biases and learn and unlearn. And in doing so, we become part of a movement that works toward creating an inclusive society where everyone feels respected, valued, and included. This morning, I have the pleasure of speaking with Andy Monroe. Andy's pronouns are they, them, theirs. Andy is the operations and program manager for Out Georgia Business Alliance. Andy, thank you for joining us. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Cynthia. It's a pleasure. Thanks for having Out Georgia back in the conversation. I know that our executive director was here last year, and I really enjoyed that series.
And we enjoyed being a part of the conversation as well. So, Andy, let's sort of dive into Out Georgia. For folks in the audience who may not be familiar with Out Georgia, can you talk briefly about the chamber's mission and some of the goals that you guys have?
Absolutely. So, the Out Georgia Business Alliance is the only statewide LGBTQ+ chamber of commerce in the state of Georgia, and we focus on business, community, and advocacy within the business community to create equity for professionals and for small businesses that are both LGBTQ+ owned and allied. And basically, we form lots of opportunities for whether you're on a corporate level or you're an entrepreneur or you're a young professional just figuring out your path to have this incredible sense of belonging and to be able to learn from each other, make really incredible business, either partnerships or connections through networking, and just generally create programs to support all of those goals.
Well, thank you so much for that, Andy. And I think that what we'd like people to clue in on is that this is a chamber of commerce, and we are here to generate businesses for businesses and so that people can actualize their dream of business ownership or support, and they can live out their truth, whatever that truth happens to be. I know that this year, you guys, like last year, will have a business summit. And I love the title of the summit. It's the power of connection. So, and that's on June 21st and June 22nd. I really love the concept of connection. Can you kind of unpack the theme for us? Why? What is it about connection? Can you speak to that?
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up connection in general. And I love that we keep using the term power, because the power of connection really revitalizes folks and their opportunities and the way that they engage with the public. One of the chamber members that's actually a board member right now started and is probably maybe the best anecdote to color this power of connection, is the best example of the power of connection. This individual was completely pivoting careers in a later career stage and decided to go into a different business just through meetings at our business builder lunches. We host business builder lunches every month where folks get together and just talk about what they have going on. Just through attending those, that individual is now doing over six figures in business just from business within the chamber. So meeting people, no, everybody always says it's not what you know, but it's who you know. Well, if it's who you know and they have all sorts of innovations and they're already taking on the challenges that are specific to the LGBTQ+ community in a way that's inspiring, those sorts of things can not just have really great boosts in morale, but can also have really incredible results on folks' bottom lines as they get these things that start out as conceptual broken down into actual business practices. And all of that happens by connecting to individuals who already have different pieces. By coming together, we're so much stronger and we're so much more capable to flesh out the dreams that we have, whether they are in the same exact category, whether they're all small business or whether you're a corporate professional and you get little concepts that end up enriching the work that you're already doing where you are. All of those things are only possible when we do meet others and get to have these experiences that really energize us. So that is the power of connection. And it's so perfect that it's happening at the summit because, you know, the summit would be just the peak of what we're seeing from the peak, where folks who are already implementing so much excellent work get together and get to see what the future, what the possibilities are and where individuals are now. So it's a great top-down look, but with lots of little details that everyone can benefit from.
Truly, the power of connection can never be overstated. I noted that this year's event is being hosted by the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta, you know, where the money is. And certainly that makes sense. If you're a chamber of commerce, you want to be close to the money. I do have a question, Andy, around how did the relationship between Out Georgia and Federal Reserve Bank come together? I suspect it went from simply sponsorship to partnership. Could you talk about what that relationship, how that relationship sort of formed?
Yes, but I have to say that I have very little to do with the forming of that partnership just because I've been here for a year. It was actually a joy when we started to, you were one of the first folks that joined when I started a year ago. But this partnership with the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta has been nurtured for years at this point by our exceptional executive director, Chris Lugo, who came on in 2019. And the funniest thing about the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta is that the title is formal. Yes, it is a major, it's a landmark, but the people there are incredibly kind. They're thoughtful. There were a lot of goals and intention that was overlapping there. And so just exploring the interest of the Federal Reserve, there was so much generosity around seeing this event come to life. They also were very kind in getting our kickoff event, the 2023 kickoff event, launched earlier this year. And when I just say there are a lot of particularities that are specific to being at a Federal Reserve Bank, but their interest in what we're doing and their consideration of the community that we work with and just the real care, it's been unbelievable. And I would say just starting small, again, the power of connection, starting small conversations just to graduating to where we are today, again, that our executive director fostered. We're just so thankful. And it is right in Midtown. So it's this great accessible location you can get to from MARTA. It's just a real privilege to get to work with these folks.
Thank you so much for that, Andy. I don't know if I said, or even if you said, what are the summit dates?
Oh, yes, you did mention it's Wednesday, June 21st and Thursday, June 22nd.
Perfect.
And I would get there at noon, grab your box lunch and bring a notepad.
Yes, absolutely. And I, too, have had the good fortune of attending events at the Reserve and have always found them to be a wonderful venue. I would say that anyone wanting to attend the summit should make sure that they arrive early so that they don't miss out on any of the exciting activities.
Yes, and don't be intimidated by security. There are metal detectors. There is someone looking for your name, but the folks that are there are really concerned with getting you up there safely and making sure the process, you know, starts out. It feels detailed when you walk through the door and you see that there is a little bit of an airport situation, but once you're inside, just very hospitable and it's a great experience.
Absolutely. So from our final question here is, from where you sit, Andy, how can individuals, corporations, and others demonstrate their support for the Chamber's mission and goals?
I would say the most practical way to support the Chamber's mission is to join the Chamber. The state of Georgia is in a really interesting space where there have been a lot of political changes. There are a lot of things on the landscape that sometimes let a lot of folks that are plugged in to Pride and all of the happenings to believe that we're already achieving the sense of acceptance that we're looking for. But when we look at the statistics in states like New York and California, where if you ask the average resident, over 95% of the residents would say the LGBTQ plus community feels comfortable here. In Georgia, the residents stated only 26% of Georgia residents stated LGBTQ plus folks feel comfortable here. So what I would suggest is there are a number of different ways that you can join. If your company is not ready to join, you can join on a professional level. There are ways to cover membership where, you know, you're paying something that's less than a Netflix subscription and you're still plugged in. And if you're not at the point where you can support in that way, join our newsletter. Attend a business builder lunch. Let folks know that you are out there and doing business and welcoming to all of the folks that are in the LGBTQ plus spectrum, and that you are eager to see individuals showing up for business that are from these spaces. A special emphasis would be for our trans community. We have the TGX 360 initiative, which gives a lot of specific attention to the needs of the trans and gender expansive community, of which I am a part. And we noticed there is a huge discrepancy in hiring practices and considerations from businesses in that community. So to just tune in and let folks know that you are invested in them having a better and brighter and more successful presence at the table is a huge contribution. So whether it's showing up in encouraging folks to join or going to an event, all of those things are great ways for you to engage the Out Georgia Business Alliance or to engage a chamber of commerce that's for the LGBTQ plus community in your area. So thank you so much for that question. This job is an absolute dream for me to get to sit and engage people who are constantly showing up with support. And so I know that wherever you are, listener, you can engage and gift somebody that good energy yourself.
Thank you for that, Andy. As we wrap up, to remind everyone that Power of Connection Business Summit is June 21st, 22nd at Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta. Andy, again, thank you for being here. We appreciate the partnership with Innova Solutions. We are truly committed to considering and hearing the voices of our stakeholders and supporters, and certainly Out Georgia is one of them. If we can ever be a support, please do not hesitate to reach out to say, we need your support.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. It's wonderful that I feel like I get to communicate with you many times a year. So when we get to have these little separate times to check in, it means a lot to us. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up today's podcast, I'd like to thank everyone in our listening audience for being here. And please know that we will have a follow-on session that will be globally focused. Again, we appreciate your time, your attention. Andy, I look forward to reconnecting physically with you at the summit at the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta.
We can cheers our box lunches.
Well, thank you for, I would love having the choice of my box lunches, Andy. So at this point, we are concluded. Thank you so much for being here, and everyone have a great day.
Go farther with Innova Solutions. Thank you for tuning in to the Innova Solutions podcast, professional advice to advance in your career. For more information, visit our resource candidate library at innovasolutions.com. moving at the speed of you.
Data transfer complete.